This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Missed the record by just that much. Wednesday's low temperature ended up being 18 degrees below zero, a mere 2 degrees warmer than the all-time record set back in 1922 when the temperature dropped to 20 degrees below zero. That makes for the lowest temperature on February 23rd since 2018. The Campbell County Commissioners have a long list of items to consider and address in the spring as they work through the budget for the next fiscal year. High on the priority list is a new condensing tower for the ice arena. The tower has deteriorated over the years, and now there must be some maintenance. Replacing the tower, while costing several hundred thousand dollars, would extend the life of the rink by at least 20 years. If approved, the money for the project would come out of the county's capital budget. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A reminder that the Republican Party is holding their caucuses this Saturday at Camplex. Any registered Republican is invited to attend, and the event is not limited to those who have been elected to represent their precinct. The Wyoming Department of Health reported 29 deaths related to COVID-19, including a Campbell County man. New cases have trended downward in Campbell County and Wyoming over the past week or so, with active cases dropping to 49 and 539 respectively on Tuesday. The number of fully vaccinated county residents stands at just over 28%. There's lots to do in the city this weekend: a masquerade ball fundraiser, a blockbuster movie showing of Mully at Camplex's Heritage Center Theater, and the Powder River Symphony performs three pieces of wind and brass music at the Heritage Theater. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.